Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me!
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing. Oh!
What are you doing, Molly? What?
There's another
friend. We love Rich Tromolino on the
show. Not in the script. I'm Ron Burgundy over here. Okay, your turn.
I'm producer Rich Straffolino, who doesn't add things to the script when necessary.
But takes responsibility.
But script. I didn't get the brain cell today, so I forgot.
That's what it was. Rich had the brain cell.
Call back.
Rich had the brain cell.
Welcome to It's a Thing, everyone, the weekly podcast supported by you, where for more than 9 years, our goal has been to provide quality podcasts that bring families together and celebrate the traditions of our heritage. Thanks for joining us.
Now, the 9 years is true, right? That we've been doing this for 9 years? More
Do
than 9 years?
Think? Also, yeah. Yes.
Because I know Manischewitz has been around longer than 9 years. So
it's like 130 or something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But so does that make 2023 like our 10th year?
I think so.
We're going to have to get ourselves some presents. I'm sure there's a way. Oh, a 10th anniversary theme.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it? Is it like silver?
Well, because I know we started paper. It's a Thing in Aluminum. The summer of 20. It's a Thing podcast anyway. Started in the summer
level,
of 2013.
The level of research I did is I looked at a date in one of the first links you guys had for something. And it was 2013. I mean, I was like, yeah, good enough.
Yeah.
That sounds right. Yeah. Because I think I remember starting the Twitter feed in like 11 or 12. It's the diamond anniversary.
10-year
of
diamond.
Course it is. Yeah. It's the tennis bracelet anniversary. Yes.
Exactly. So that's exciting. I'm excited for us all to get diamonds for 2023.
And this is a special episode because we are doing our Thing review, Molly.
Exactly. It's the thingiest time of the year where we get to look through the absolutely hilarious, life-affirming list of all of the things. Thank you. Carefully curated by Rich Trappolino. And try to decide as we wrap up the year, because nobody is immune from a year-end compendium, what are the biggest things, the biggest misses, things that will get even bigger in the new year, and of course, the favorite thing of each of the three of us.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So in true Oscars style, we will put our big awards at the beginning and end of the show. So each of our favorite things going to go at the end, and we don't even know what each other's favorite thing is. So that's going to be fun. But we start with the biggest thing. And I think we should go through our nominees before we get to the winner and give them an honorable mention, because there were some big things this year, not the least of which was Quiet Quitting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whenever you have something that is like on LinkedIn or like thought pieces that are like reacting to it, creating other things that are imimitating it, like Quiet Hiring, or there was some reaction to it, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And Quiet firing.
Maybe that was it. Yeah.
Loud firing. I don't know.
had its own ecosystem of thought around it. So I appreciate that.
It was huge. And then, and of course, all the pieces denying that it existed.
Yes.
It feels like Quiet Quitting was obvious, but when we picked it, it was new. Mm-hmm. Like that's the thing that gets lost sometimes. You're like, well, yes, of course, Quiet Quitting. Everyone's talking about it, but they weren't. Right. The other one that I honestly thought we were late to and is still a thing is Wordle.
Yeah, Wordle going strong.
And didn't we, we picked up Wordle before it got bought, for sure.
Yeah, before the New York Times bought it. Yeah, definitely.
It was like our second thing, like we did in 2022. It's like very early in the year.
Oh yeah, look at that. It's all the way down at line 186.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were doing it because people had picked it up during the holidays And I remember being like, yeah, I started doing it at the end of the December, but people have been doing it since Thanksgiving. And it's been around even longer than that. So I was like, yeah, this thing will probably end still. And then the New York Times bought it. I'm like, oh, it's definitely going to end now. Still hasn't ended. Kind of crazy.
Not at all. People are still posting their scores even. It's unbelievable.
I saw someone making the case that labor issues at the New York Times meant that playing Wordle meant you were crossing the labor line. Like, so like Wordle's still, still in the conscious.
Wow.
I saw that today.
Quiet
culturally,
Wordling.
Yeah, quiet Wordle. Those people did not, I think we can say, understand the assignment.
Ah, yes. Another honorable mention. Another one that just feels like, well, yeah, everybody uses this now. Like, I hear it all the time. But when you brought it in, it was like the first time I had heard it, I think.
I think so. It had just popped up, this understood the assignment, and it just really, I mean, that one hit. That one landed and stayed. It metastasized, if you will.
Everyone understood the assignment about understanding the assignment.
I heard like a younger nephew say that at Thanksgiving, and I was like, I looked at him, I was like, I know what you're talking about. I get it. I'm cool now.
Did your younger nephew then start singing Jiggle Jiggle?
It folds.
My money doesn't jiggle jiggle. It folds. I mean, like
make it wiggle wiggle, you
make
know.
Make it wiggle wiggle, you know.
We were playing left, right, center, 6'4" so it would have been
in a compact. No slack.
But luckily the seats fold back. I got the knack to relax in my mind, sipping on some red wine.
What is amazing is that at some point in the year, I brought a chicken shop date to the party as a thing. I was like, oh, this show, this YouTube show, Chicken Shop Date,
right,
is a thing. And that's the show that the Jiggle Jiggle performance occurred on.
Oh,
So what actually happened is that I whiffed it completely. With Chicken Shop Date.
You needed to narrow in on Chicken Shop Date more. Yeah. Because
Jiggle Jiggle was, in fact, the product.
We needed to double click on Chicken Shop Date.
Yeah. We did. Yeah. We needed to jiggle, jiggle, click, click.
Things making things.
Jiggle, jiggle, click, click could be a prompt you give a text to image generator, which was another thing. AI art.
My God.
This thing has,
this thing has fingers and threads and goes everywhere. It's all over the place. And
it's the end of us.
Yeah. The avatars thing is just the latest version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We went from this will destroy society to if you've got $5, you can like use it as much as you want. Like literally that's it.
Like it's the end of us all.
We cannot trust humanity with this technology. $5.
This is the end of art. Ooh, cool avatar.
Yeah. Oh, it looks so pretty. It made my skin look great. Yeah, we're doomed. We're doomed. Yeah. And we're bringing it on ourselves. And then finally, in honorable mentions for biggest thing, because it came up for roughly 27 episodes in a row, mechanical keyboards.
Oh, yeah.
Which now, by the way, are pretty much gone. Like, I think people are still doing it, but at least for my house, like, the thrill is gone.
The fire is fading on mechanical keyboards.
The fire is fading. Oh, yeah.
Sad.
All your switch drops are not hot anymore.
Our biggest thing is going to go to something that permeated almost every single thing we mentioned. Because it came back multiple times in multiple forms. Molly, what is the winner of biggest thing of the year 2022?
The ever exciting, the always thrilling, the flashy disco ball of things, the color gray.
Yes, folks, the color gray.
This show is so weird.
Settle down. Don't let it get you too excited.
Gray. We had gray. Well, obviously, we had every shade of gray car.
Yes.
There were gray paints. By the end of the year, we even had gray baby clothes.
Yeah.
The
baby clothes, the beige, the sad baby clothes.
Beige.
There we go. Yeah. Bad beige. And gray.
Gray cars, just, primarily. I think gray cars is where we first identified it, but then it was definitely nail polished. Yeah. And
gray don't play.
Gray.
Silver
don't
hair
play.
Kind of even fits in here.
Silver hair totally fits in. There was literally gray hair threatened.
I saw so much of that.
Ah, yes.
Crazy.
A year filled with a spectrum of gray. 2022.
What a
From
world,
a jaunty
what
whiskers
a world.
To an, a depressing slate.
And now, yes, go ahead.
I was just going to move us along to the category. So
please do. I've just gotten distracted looking at our list and thinking about how funny it is.
Now,
But maybe at the end.
Biggest miss is a hard one for us because
we hate that.
We don't miss. Sorry, we just don't. So we had to really work hard to identify something that even qualified. And even then, our hubris would not allow us to admit that this thing might not still not be a miss. Like the story isn't over on the return of Logan Paul.
But we have to acknowledge, and I brought this thing, that the return of Logan Paul has not matured. It has not flourished. It has not flowered in the year of our Lord.
It has not met the expectations of thingness we had for it.
Right. He is not running for office.
Can I play the devil's advocate here? That
if you consider Logan Paul to be the devil, please do.
I do. And I'm comfortable saying that on the internet. Logan Paul, a month and a half ago when this posts, okay, he did headline a WWE pay-per-view. I'm just saying, like, still definitely in the culture. Maybe
right?
not.
Still?
It's maybe not the summit of all, you know, YouTubery internetness or something like that, but he's doing fairly big things. That's not inconsiderable.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny because if you look up Return of Logan Paul, you find a whole bunch of articles about how apparently he got hurt then and he's trying to return to the WWE and he is challenging gross person Andrew Tate to some kind of a fight.
Paul 2024.
So, it's not too late. It didn't happen yet. It didn't happen this year.
I'm just some of the things also, were there. We didn't miss that much.
I mean, if you think about it, wrestling headlining WWE eventually makes you The Rock. So,
yeah, that's just how not missing we are. That has to be our biggest miss.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Although looking through our list, as I have been off and on, I will say that we started the year with Tolfenamic Acid, and I'm not sure about that.
Nailed it.
I'm not sure if that blew up, but it might be in all my food. I don't know.
How about a thing that will be a bigger thing? Honorable mention goes to Molly.
So sorry, everyone. This is really dark, but when the animal you follow on Instagram dies.
I mean, it kind of has to.
It just, because of right? the passage of time.
It will continue to happen
and
more.
How many?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there are so many animals on Instagram and TikTok. The passage of time and dictates
life expectancies of most of them are smaller. You know, there are a few turtles out there, but most of them are dogs and cats. And
I'm just saying when Maru goes, I'm going into mourning. Like it's that's a moment.
They should just keep that secret.
Yeah. Don't tell me. Just
like
get
all the political secrets or whatever. Like just bury that.
But the thing that we already know is going to continue to become a bigger thing and already makes me feel glad that I do this show with Molly because I've seen it more and more frequently. The thing that will be a bigger thing for 2022 is Riz.
And we do acknowledge that in some ways this is like a little unfair. Like we should go back and choose something like Arcturus,
earlier, yeah,
you know, from earlier in the year. But this one is just on such a meteoric rise already that I believe that we got here really early. Thank you, my child. And that in 2023, this is just, it's going to be like, it'll be as big as it is to say like game, you've got no game or you've got some game or whatever. Like that's over now.
It's
say Riz.
On the trajectory of being like, we won't even notice it. Like we have to say this now because it will be so in the lexicon. Next year that we'll just be like, what, we didn't say this since
it like, will be understood the assignment soon enough.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're just owning it. We're just owning it.
By the way, I had
some time.
I did have to go look up Tolfenamic Acid to find out like, wait, should that be our biggest miss? But it's a hangover cure. So
it'll be right back any minute now.
Well, exactly. That and also it doesn't go by Tolfenamic Acid, but it's out there.
Right.
So it needs some develop. We need to develop that thing and to be like, and now you know it as, you know,
as hangover cure.
The Tolfenamic Acid Council decided to go with different branding.
They wanted better branding for whatever reason. I don't know. Seemed fine to me.
which was indeed wise. Now, as we approach the announcement of our favorite things, I just want to take us through a quick retrospective of delightful
things that
we identified this year, such as F Your Life, Bing Bong.
Big Bong.
Remember that?
F Your Life, Big Bong.
F Your Life, Big Bong.
I'm so nostalgic.
Crocheted balaclavas.
They were a big thing. I have a couple. One. Yeah.
Those were a big one. Wordle spinoffs, such as Nerdle and Joodle, which I had totally forgotten about.
Hurdle. Yeah. Yeah.
Cowboy pools.
Oh, Cowboy pools was a good one.
That was a good one.
That might have needed an honorable mention, to be honest.
And now it seems so insane that I can't even believe we identified it as a standalone thing, but cannabis infused sodas and syrups.
I mean, like, that almost became too mundane too fast.
Can you even buy things that don't have cannabis in them anymore? Not that I know of.
There's a special aisle for that now, but everything else has cannabis in it.
It's next to all the kosher stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, in California and Colorado, obviously, there's some states where that's not yet true, but yeah.
We had a great year. We did.
Again. Let's start with you, Rich, for favorite thing. If you had to pick a thing from 2022 as your favorite thing, and it could be one that won an award already, what would it be?
I have to go with the whole conversation that came out of when we're talking about like the love of bad coffee and kind of the death of snobbery. I there's something about this show that has helped like destroy gatekeeping for me personally. Mm-hmm. And like, that was like just so emblematic of that. And I love that. I still drink my fancy coffee out of a French press. Sure. I don't even care. But like, just that whole conversation, like the death of snobbery, I'm like, I'm good with that. We don't need to be snobs about stuff.
You're drinking it because you want to, not because you think it makes you look cool.
Yeah. And I also pop a pod in the Keurig for Jackie in the same breath that I'm making it. So,
oh my gosh, you know, that's so funny. I grind my Misto box beans and make drip coffee, and then Eileen does a Nespresso from the Nespresso machine. So it's pretty much
amazing.
We're on the same page. That's funny.
I love that as a relationship thing too. All right, Tom, what you got?
Man, I thought about Takis. I thought about Snackle Box.
Dang.
They're both great things.
So good.
But I think the favorite thing that we had on the show that I have enjoyed personally all year long is Be Real.
Oh, amazing. What a good choice, because that's true. I'm still doing that every day.
Yeah. I really expected it to have faded out my interest. Maybe it would have gotten to be an even bigger thing than it is. But I thought I'd probably be tired of it, and I'm not. I have days where I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do it, right? I have periods of time where I'm really excited. There's days where I miss the prompt, days that I get it right when it comes, and I wish it had come at a different time. But overall, it's just low-level fun to be like, oh, well, let's see what Molly's up to. Oh, Rich is decorating his tree. He's got a weird Santa thing. That's cool. I like it. You know, like, it's fun. It's way more fun for personal interaction for me anyway than an Instagram or a Twitter, because first of all, I'm if I haven't followed you, I apologize. I'm being very strict. Like, people I like, I'm not following. So if I'm not following you, it's not because I don't like you. Because I want to keep it really small so I can keep up with it and look at everybody's pictures.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And I'm doing my B-reel right this second.
Don't copy me, Molly.
Because I had not done it today. And you are so right about how it is genuinely enjoyable and wholesome and remains a thing. And when we talked about it, we were like, it's a thing. And then we talked about the B-reel hack where you spin the phone around real quick and the evolution of it. And I love that. That is outstanding. And I have now posted my B-reel. With our hilarious list of things in the background or foreground or whatever. I'm still mad about how it makes me look like a troll every time, but I've kind of seen
into that
too.
Oh, yeah, there's so many things wrong with it, and yet I'm still like, yeah, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. That is so good. Well, that hilariously and similarly, I also chose a thing that is like a big thing, but a thing that I personally enjoy. And I just want to say that my two runners up were Hoka's. And because, man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, boy, are those a thing. And ramen hacks.
Yes.
Which, like, never get old and keep on happening. but none of those are my number one favorite thing. My number one favorite thing is my new internet obsession / best friend, Julia Fox.
Nice. Oh, best friend.
Like, that was such a random discovery. So you, and it was because she was at that time, that's when everybody discovered her for the Uncut Gems viral video. She has since given us the thing about how aging is fully in and our 20s are the trenches. She validated bleached eyebrows for me when I wasn't sure if bleached eyebrows were a thing. She has given us weird, wild wisdom and is just, I like find her nonstop freaking fascinating. She's not going anywhere and she's my thing of the year.
Julia Fox, congratulations. You, Be Real, and Death of Snobbery are the favorite things of the production and hosts of It's a Thing. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Your awards are in the mail.
Now the fastest 2 minutes in sports.
However, we all know that our real number one thing of the year is you, dear listeners, because literally without you, there would be no show. We are not actually making that up. If you didn't, and I say this with all sincerity, Tom and I had a long conversation many years ago about whether to put the show on Patreon, whether to sell ads. And we ultimately realized that the only way we would really do it and commit to it and make it a production week after week is if it was our job.
Yeah.
And it has worked. You make it our job in the best possible way by supporting us at
Patreon. It's a really enjoyable job, but you're great to work for. Thank you.
You are the best bosses. You really are.
You really
are. Patreon.com/it's a thing. Let's keep it going in 2023. And especially those of you who support us at the shout out level and get our custom crafted shout outs week after week. Rich, since you are actually here, do us the honor of telling us the theme.
Yes, these are based on Pitchfork's number 25 best album of 2022, Daphne's Cherry.
Oh, by the way, that list was a thing.
The Pitchfork list?
The Pitchfork list. Oh, yeah. And how incomprehensible it was to so many.
I mean, that's kind of their brand.
It's kind of their jam. You got to admit, that's their jam.
What led you to choose number 25 particularly?
I like the guy who's behind Daphne.
Okay. All right.
And I like the name of the album Cherry, although I haven't listened to it at all.
Sounds like a great name.
I can't wait. All right. Let's see. Here we go. Technically speaking, not much goes on in any given track from James C. Smith's third album as Andrew Bradley, the Laura Abel Mastermind's dance floor outlet. Even Lee Price's most elaborate arrangements generally come down to a slim handful of Eric Duncan's. In such Spartan settings, minor Jake Woods register with unusual force.
A tiny Gabriel Cohen irregularity in Louis St. Amour becomes strangely transfixing as it repeats. Gradual Kevin Sill makes 2 minutes of unaccompanied Miranda Janelle into a bite-sized eternity. Morris Jones is minimal, but not exactly rigorous. His subtle shifts coming off as instinctive and emotional rather than Joe Hood. The only plan, it seems, is to make Mike Aiken's body move.
Oh my God, I need a do-over on my paragraph.
We'll fix it in post.
Oh, goodness. Bravo.
I just thought I'm on the L train. I'm wearing an ironic t-shirt, and that's the voice that came out.
Also, this could describe literally any mildly minimalistic electronic music. There's like, it's like nothing.
AKA so the worst music genre. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. That's incredible. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
If it's not true.
Exactly. Not Thank you for listening to yet another year. Yet another year of It's a Thing. We are so lucky. You can become a member and join us in our Discord, get the ad-free RSS feed, and make sure we keep doing this job at patreon.com/it's a thing.
Thank you. And keep those things coming. Feedback at it'sathing.me.
See you next week. Bye.
Goodbye.
I think. See you next week, I think. Oh, no, we will, because we don't take weeks off, because this is to make sure we don't take a week off. I was like, see you next week.
Because we're doing two next week, too. Right?
Yep.
This is all staying in.
Yep. This is all staying in.
Goodbye.
Who are we and what are we doing? Bye. What now? Yes.
Who?
Amazing.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.